Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, July 26, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, and much, much more. 10 auto insurance claim tactics you should know will help avoid costly mistakes with insurance carriers. In my opinion, President Clinton's saying of trust but verify applies when involved in an auto insurance claim. These companies have dealt with millions of injury claim victims and tend to know tactics to discourage or reduce your claim, leaving many car accident victims with unfair or bad faith outcomes. Seeing these common responses by these corporations can prepare for the unexpected and allow decisions which provide self-protection, something not always afforded, not even with your own insurance company. How will you determine whether an insurance carrier is willing to operate in good faith? By paying attention to their actions rather than their words, their deeds will indicate the direction they will proceed with regarding your claim. Most companies do not want you to recognize what their plan will be until they have got you in a pickle of a position. With the average person making $50,000 a year or less, they actually can't compete with these multi-million, billion-dollar corporations who can wait a decade before even considering paying your claim. Well, most poor people cannot. But what you can do is share their bad faith claim practices with one another. You can protect others who may not be aware of unfair practices. Information is certainly power in today's information age, so use it to help you and others involved in a car collision. Perhaps a collective voice of many millions, a collective voice of many millions who provide these companies with their resources or sources of income could persuade them that if justice and fairness in processing personal claims does not prevail, then moving money elsewhere where good faith companies would aid this industry in valuing and respecting customers as insureds, promptly paying their claims, and not placing escape clauses in policies in hopes of eliminating responsibilities to accident victims. Take a minute to see if you can think of 10 auto insurance claim tactics you should know. No worries. If you don't know any, you'll have 10 by the end of today's show. Here are 10 we'll be spending our time with today. Number 1, do not misjudge adjuster's kindness for being on your side. Number 2, do not assume that you will receive a fair and equitable settlement. Number 3, don't assume auto insurance, employer benefits, or long-term disability is working with your physician upon your behalf. Number 4, do not expect your claim to be resolved quickly, but may take 3+ years or more. Number 5, your attorney will be sharing information about you with auto insurance companies, employers, or LTD. Number 6, surveillance is commonly used by corporations when they are unable to find any reason to deny a claim. Number 7. Tracking your expenses, appointment, mileage, what you are told by others in conjunction to taking care of yourself is time-consuming. Number 8. Not all attorneys are created equal. Some have already bonds with auto insurance claims from previous clients. Number 9. Review your medical records. Do not assume you know what they contain. And number 10. Hope for the best, but expect the worst from auto insurance, employers, and LTDs, which is long-term disabilities. Place your questions and comments on Twitter hashtag Estra's Radio Show or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. Do not misjudge kindness by an insurance carrier as being on your side. Staying professional and do not be taken by an insurance adjuster's attempt to portray a generous and fair stance, when perhaps this may or may not be the agenda they have in mind. Insurance employees are here to protect their employer's interest and investors, which of course use your premium dollars. And adjusters have been trained to get the most information out of you that promote their interest. For example, when working for a company, most people tend to look for opportunities to help their department and to do their best. Unfortunately, in my opinion, some do this at the expense of their clients, which may be the case with an auto insurance company, employer, or LTD. Depending on the value of the accident claim, how claims are viewed by insurance company, needs and desires of a particular adjuster's corporate goals, along with company's protocols in handling insured claims, the impact may be significant and can be either positive or negative. Therefore, pay attention to their actions. I need to say that again because it's very important. Pay attention to their actions. Now, here are a few things to look out for. So, do they do what they say? Have they started playing hardball from the beginning of your request? Notice them hunting for anything to deny your claim? Are you having to call insurance carrier often to get support? Waiting a long time for help. In my opinion, these are all clues about where this insurance carrier is going to take your insurance claim. And you'll get a feeling, oh, well, this is not working, or they're not trying to help me. If they're not trying to help you, then that means that they're going to fight you more than likely for this claim. So make sure that you're paying attention to the cues that they're sending you. Lip service will not help get the medical care or bills paid if no longer working. So pay attention to what they do more than what an auto insurance company says. Do what you can to help yourself while dealing with your concerns and your care. You are the most person in this equation. You're the most important person in this equation of an accident. So remember to always take care of yourself. Kindness is a tactic used to get insureds to open up and relax in hopes of getting them to say something harmful to the claim. And this is also very important, so I want to repeat this. Kindness is a tactic used to get insured, which that means people injured in a car accident, calling up and asking for help from an insurance company, to open up and relax in hopes of getting them to say something harmful to their claim. Their ultimate goal may be to convince you that claim value is much less than it is and that their power and resources will defeat you. So do not try to get a fair shake because they will beat you down. But is this true? Absolutely not. You always have a choice in where to take this claim. You don't actually have to play along with their bad faith behaviors. You can choose to fight, go on with your life, or share your experiences to help those who come after you. So those are three options all in themselves. I'll repeat them again. You do not have to play along with their bad faith behaviors. You can choose to fight them. You can choose to go on with your life. And you can also choose to share those experiences with others who come after you to make it better for them. There are many options, so do not limit them at the directions of others or an insurance company. Stand your ground. It will not only empower you, but others dealing with similar circumstances. Next, do not assume that you will receive a fair and equitable settlement. The number of individuals walking through a claim process, providing requested information, and doing their best to be fair are sometimes shocked and disillusioned when their actions and behaviors are not reciprocated by the insurance company. In fact, by the time insurers get close to the third year of filing a claim, many have experienced multiple moments of desperation because they have had run out of money, may have or are losing everything, and are trying to stop financial hemorrhaging of a life they work desperately for. And this is the reason many accept an amount less than 10% of their case value. Let me say that again. This is the reason why many accept an amount less than 10% of their case value. Where is the integrity in this action? Where is consumer protection? From my perspective, corporate America has taken many of the rights that belong to the average person, the one that makes between $20,000 and $50,000 a year, the ones who have suffered the most from wage stagnation and suppression of rights, from those with privilege, power, and resources who choose to use it against those unable to protect themselves. Wondering why I'm calling for an insured Civil Rights Act? This typically affects people by class and wealth. Color also seems to play a role in these decisions. In my opinion, the list includes male or female, ethnicity, class, little education or business skills, and poverty. Those people at the bottom are pushed further down and unable to stand for a fair auto insurance settlement due to a lack of skills, resources, and support. For these individuals, this causes a great deal of suffering and grief. Waiting from 5 to 10 years for a settlement which profits insurance companies and attorneys the most hurts the very people it should be helping. And insured civil rights could stop this. Legislation in place to protect the rights of the least, which is most of us, would provide the legal remedies to stop unfair business practices and develop just guidelines and equitable settlements based upon honest assessments of injuries and disabilities. The only way this will change is when citizens decide to take action. Changing an industry that is used to getting exactly what it wants requires using our votes to put into political office individuals who support the well-being of insureds, meaning those involved in collisions, not lobbyists for the insurance industry. Yes, this can change beginning in 2014 by voting in people who are willing to embrace insured civil rights and stand for ERISA reform. How many people injured have to wait 3 to 10 years for an auto insurance company to pay? How long have you waited? Again, do not assume that you will receive a fair and equitable settlement. Consider getting involved in making insured civil rights a reality. So remember, do not be surprised if this extended period of time is used to determine tactics to reduce your claim, find information to delay or eliminate a claim, harass you in order to lowball value of a settlement. Initially, companies may attempt to lift you up and then tear you down at the last moment during negotiations. Next, don't assume auto insurance employers or LTD is working with your physician to determine the facts about your health. From my perspective, these companies are notorious for trying to sway medical professionals in discounting your injuries, or anyone else for that matter, in order to achieve their point of view about a personal injury case. This can become difficult for you when not feeling well, while the insurance company, employer, or LTD is working hard to dissolve your claim. Provide your healthcare professional with the facts only. Don't be intimidated. Your credibility is not in the hands of anyone, and do not be swayed by the behaviors of others. There will be psychological games afoot. Continue on the path of recovery. Take care of yourself, regardless of what comes your way. Again, you are the most important person in this equation. Things to remember include attempts made to convince medical providers to reduce your injuries or abilities. Auto insurance payments can be excessively delayed, causing harm to your physician's practices. Medical professionals associated with our employer may be persuaded to respond on behalf of corporations. The fourth auto insurance claim tactic you should know is, do not expect claims to be solved quickly. It may take 3+ years or more. In rare cases, they settle early, which means insurance companies have a good probability of losing more than they gain. Some have taken up to 10 years to resolve. Do you think this hurts the auto insurance company or employer? No, they continue on business as usual. It is the injured person and their family that immediately or in the future begins to suffer from the lack of resources due to injury or job loss. Most workers are just one paycheck away from losing their way of life. When a system allows the approval or disapproval of insured claim by the same entity that profits by denying a claim, the process becomes one-sided in favor of corporations, from my perspective. It's like asking the fox to protect the henhouse. Many individuals have lost everything waiting for an insurance company or employer to settle their claim. Keep these tips in mind when dealing with an insurance company or employer benefits. Auto insurance companies' employers know that most people cannot survive a month without income. Loss of income breeds desperation, and this desperation creates the desire to settle your claim for far less money. By the end of 3 years, most people have fallen on hard times. Don't be deceived on the amount of money received with or without an attorney. For settlement, we're talking. Most insurance carriers do not compensate for the difference. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Astra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge, and this is the reason for talking about you with Astra's radio show, Astra's TV, and blog. Locations where you can join me for additional conversation includes Twitter on Astra's radio show, Astra's TV, Astra's blog tips, and Astra's book club. Disability Counter Surveillance on Facebook. IMBD, Astra's. And make sure that you can go out and take some of the quizzes. And there's a lot of quotes out there you might find interesting. Also, make sure to take Astra's Accident Survey. Currently, we're showing the latest one is on bad faith surveys. So if you've actually gotten through a settlement or are pretty close, go out and take that 3-minute survey and share your experiences with us. It's very important. You can also listen to our archives on both iTunes under Talking About You with Astra and Blog Talk Radio. The fifth auto insurance claim tactic you should know is your attorney will be sharing information about you with auto insurance companies, employers, LTB, and Social Security. Therefore, make sure to only share information pertinent to your claim. Stay professional and leave friendships for after you've settled. Remember, anything you say or do will be actually come up in a disposition and be a matter of court records. Many auto insurance employers or LTDs attempt to shame or intimidate many insureds into releasing claims. Yes, some really are bullies. Prospectively speaking, do you think their concerns lie with protecting their investors or you? Which is quite odd considering you pay them monthly semi-annually, or yearly premiums, which actually help keep them afloat, or at least supply buckets full of cash to invest and build with. Therefore, a little respect would be in order, especially when coming to them for help on a policy you've been paying on. Yet respect and consideration is not always received. Ideas to consider when dealing with an attorney. If your attorney is asking you questions, make sure to identify how they apply to your case. Insurance companies, in my opinion, use dispositions to dig up information they can use against you, shame you, or intimidate you into ordering or giving up your claim. Don't let them do this. If you have a good attorney, they can discover who really should be ashamed for taking you through all this to get out of paying your claim. Ask attorneys for a complete copy of your case upon completion. Review at your leisure. More than likely, there will be a rude awakening how this game is played against you. But learn a great deal from it for the future. The sixth auto claim tactic you should know is surveillance is common and is used by corporations when they are unable to find any reason to deny your claim. And these companies are not above using harassment and intimidation tactics in order to get what their clients need. Therefore, keep a camera handy and record behaviors or repeated actions that make you uncomfortable. Documentation is important for two reasons. First of all, I've noticed many of these people have an integrity issue. Therefore, telling your story will not be enough verification. A video or pictures add credibility to what you've been experiencing. Therefore, when dealing with harassment and intimidation via surveillance, remember, this is a tool they use to bully insureds when nothing else has worked. Many people are terrified by harassment and intimidation from law enforcement, and these are typically the individuals on the payrolls of insurance companies. Another way the fox guards the henhouse, in my opinion. No, they are desperate when they actually begin to harass you. Document their behaviors as much as possible with videos and pictures. Also visit Disability Counter-Surveillance on Facebook, along with my other sites. The seventh auto insurance claim tactic you should know is tracking expenses, appointments, mileage, following recommendations in conjunction to talking or actually taking care of yourself is time-consuming. Use caution with employer-sponsored benefit fairs. Remember, they are making these vendors money by allowing you to come and purchase their products and services. This may cause a leaning towards corporate interest in order to hold on to making a decent living. Yes, it's definitely gotten a lot more complicated, in my opinion. Many different people working together for agendas initially unknown to you. The old term, strange bedfellows, over time may not change, just transform. And this transition, in my opinion, has not been in the best interest of the average Joe or Jane. Find a system that makes things easy for you to track and keep up with it. My 214 car accident weekly calendar can help. Staying organized can save a bit of time, energy, and money, something typically lacking with injured and sick. Things to toss around when dealing with daily living issues is tasks can seem overwhelming when you're not feeling well. Sometimes you just have to let some things go until you feel better. Use available resources to make life easier. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello and share your experiences. It's nice to have a place to share car accident struggles and victories, as with life, it is indeed about the journey. Also, recently released videos include harassment and intimidation of injured. It's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefits, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidations in hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. This is a must-see video, and it's free. It's out on Estrus TV, YouTube, user Estrus blog, where you can also find the remaining videos. Surveillance Harassment Uncut is a real-time demonstration of what many people injured in car accidents who file for benefits experience. See day-to-day intimidation tactics which must be overcome. Another video is Meet Estra. It's an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience may entail. Disability Surveillance 101. This video shares what to look for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. Also stop by and pick up a copy of the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner. It's available in case involved in a collision this year. Stop by any time if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. So stop by my Estra's official car accident site for more information. You can spend time reading, watching, or listening to valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support information. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer S&C Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. The eighth auto insurance claim tactic you should know is, not all attorneys are created equal. Some have already built bonds with auto insurance claims from previous clients. Some have been pressured into doing exactly what the insurance employer or LTD want to do with your claim. Recognize you always have the right to say no. This is really about you, although some would prefer to think it's about them. Insurance companies can deny your claim, make it difficult, but you do have options. First, check to see how many complaints have been filed at your insurance commissioner's office at the state office regarding a specific insurance carrier. If the complaints are similar in nature and the types of injuries or accident match your description, expect them to attempt to treat your claim perhaps in the same way. Once you see a pattern in the way in which they treat their insureds, be sure to pass this information along to others so they don't end up in a similar situation in the future. Many of these loopholes, which allow auto insurance companies, employers, or long-term disability companies to take advantage of the insured, could be closed by Congress. An aggressive Congress could take action to correct the injustices insured faced daily and not spend valuable money and resources going after President Obama for political gain at the expense of the United States of America, the place they promised to serve and protect, but have allowed a great deal of suffering and pain by their lack of action. In my opinion, lobbyists should be locked out of the government for 10 years to restore a fair and equitable balance of our political system. I'm not sure many of these people remember who they represent except at election time. Perhaps if they were to go home permanently, it would send a message to those coming in, work for the people or be sent home. When evaluating an attorney, keep these suggestions in mind. Compare settlement estimates with actual settlement amounts. Were they close? Does it seem as if they're working for you or the insurance company? Trust your gut on that, by the way. Are you kept informed, or are you finding out information at the last minute? You have a right to change attorneys at any time. How comfortable are you with their representation? If you're finding yourself not going or your case not going where you want it to go, you can always discuss it. You can always request it. There, things be done the way in which you want them to be done since you're paying for it. Or you can actually find somebody else to represent you. The ninth auto claim tactic you should know is review your medical records and do not assume that you know what they contain. Some say and write the same while others do not. This is also helpful to ensure an understanding of what is being said each visit. In most cases, they have similar cases. These are the medical professionals assisting in your case, which can provide insight. Yet auto insurance companies, or employers, or LTD have an interest in getting you back to work to cut their cost, and this may be at the expense of your health. Many employees have gone back to work early just to be fired later due to either physically being unable to return, or it was used as an opportunity to get rid of an injured person at a less cost. Unfortunately, because bad things do happen to injured people who are only trying to do the right things, be your best advocate and continue along the road that will help to restore your health. Things to remember while reviewing your medical records include that the internet is an excellent tool in looking up information found in your records for additional insight. You can also ask your medical providers for additional help in understanding your records. If you're not aware of someone, or if you're not aware of some items in your file, make sure to ask the medical provider who wrote the information. No one knows you better than you. Evaluate what you read, but also take into consideration what you know about yourself. If there are errors or you don't agree with the information, let the provider know and allow them to respond. You still don't have to agree, but at least you'll know the reason for it. You may learn more about providers by reading your medical records. The 10th auto insurance claim tactic you should know is to hope for the best, but expect the worst from auto insurance, employers, or LTD, or even Social Security. When signing up for these policies, you may have felt secure that if something happened unexpectedly, they would have your back, that they would be there to help when you needed it the most. And in some cases, these things do actually end up being true. But usually after they have taken you through so much grief to satisfy a claim, you can hardly recognize it. Most people can hold on to the end of their delays, denials, or court trials rarely come out as they thought it would when signing up for these policies. No one says at the beginning that the goal may be to receive the premiums, but not necessarily to pay out the benefits in a quick and fair way. Most people are only interested in doing the right thing and being treated fairly. They are not looking for the lotto. In fact, those who win the lotto usually don't do that well either. An insured is looking for a hand up, as promised when offered a policy. Instead, many corporations write things in the contracts to their advantage and find ways to eliminate legitimate claims, in my opinion. Recently, there was an article that came out which talked about employers' belief in these products had decreased over the years, or actually it was employees whose belief in employer benefits had decreased. You wonder why? Well, in my opinion, too many have felt the sting of an unfair or bad faith practice from these companies. The reality of what they say and the actions of what some of them do has become apparent for far too many people. Although it has been difficult to deal with wage stagnation, high housing costs, and affordable food made with artificial ingredients, which continues to decrease the quality of life for the average folks, don't get discouraged. Stay hopeful and keep trying. Try to get a fair settlement. Try to become healthier. And most of all, keep living and learning. When the opportunities arise, make sure to share your concerns. Vote in 214 for the people who are not lobbyist puppets, but are caring, hardworking individuals who see America's pain and is willing to stand up now, not just with words, but with actions. It is time for a new Congress, one that will put the disabled and injured persons' main concerns as their own instead of their friends' investments. America is much bigger than this. The need of the sick and injured are calling for justice. Help to bring about an insured civil rights that delivers. This only happens when you say enough to the insurance industry. No longer allow insurance or employers to take advantage of insured's trust and willingness to do the right thing. Stand up for the things you know are right, even when it's against power, wealth, lobbyists, and Congress. How does this change happen? By all of us standing together. Recognize that these are common tactics that insureds are exposed to each and every day. No one should have to endure these things. Are you ready for change? I am. Please join me in making this happen. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musician Sojiro. This week, Bad Faith Complaint Survey is now available for your input. Only you can do and demonstrate the experiences of people involved in a traffic collision. Please take the 3 minutes and tell us about how your experience has affected your life. You can find it on Facebook on Talking About You with Estra, or at Estra's radio show on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Accident Survey. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same day. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show, Estra's brand, TV, blog, and radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.